Hello, all my naughty boys and girls of GWA. This is Raven of Raven Fox Audio, and I have an interesting audio. I hope it's interesting. This is way out of my comfort zone. I've never done anything like this, and I didn't know that fear play was a thing. Really, I know. It seems like I should have known, but I just didn't have any requests. No one emailed me asking me to scare the shit out of them for, you know, and offered to pay me to do it over audio. But I got here and I was checking out some of the voices that I liked on here, and there are many. But anyway, I was checking out and I was particularly inspired by Hi No Name and Castieris, and then I thought, only guys do this fear play stuff, so hey, I want to do it. But then I found out that guys are not the only ones, because I found one by Tarkus Trooper, and I found one by Playful Little One, and those were really well done, and I don't know, I've noticed several. But I don't know how far we're willing to deviate from believable, I guess, would be the thing. I don't know. This is just a huge experiment, and it came to me, and it just had to be out there. I had to write it, and I have to record it, and it's in my mind. It's this whole series, and the name of the series is Little Orphan Psycho. So I have, if this is not just absolutely downvoted away being absolutely horrible, then I will probably make the series and eventually get them all done. So, little background story so that you kind of understand. I don't know that it comes through in the audio that I recorded. The way I envisioned is this woman, who is a grown woman, though at times she sounds very little girlish, was horribly abused and ends up murdering her family. And then she sets out to recreate her family with people that she abducts. And it's family, and it's, in her mind, incest, but since they're not actually related, since it's rape, you know, abduction and stuff, it's not actually incest. So I'm not going to put the incest tag, but there is kind of a, you know, could be incest, but not really, theme going on. So she's a psycho, and she's recreating her family, her incestuous abducted family. All right, so without further ado, I give you Little Orphan Psycho, Episode 1, Big Brother. Little Orphan Psycho, Episode 1, Big Brother. Written and performed by Raven Fox of Raven Fox Audio. Music by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech Music, used under Creative Commons licensing. Come out wherever you are. Are you
Are you hiding? You were locked in here, so why would you try to hide from me? Come on, I want to play with my favorite big brother. You promised that we could play. Don't you remember? You said we could play. You said we could play. Why the fuck are you hiding from me? You're making me very upset, big brother. You're making me upset because you said we would play and now you're hiding. Did you lie? Did you lie to your little sister when you promised to play today? You fucking said that if I stopped cutting you, that you'd be nice to me and you'd play with me. You're not being fair. I brought you home to be my new big brother, and you're ruining it! Where are you? I didn't realize that there were so many places to hide in here. Wait. Are we playing hide and seek? Is that what you're doing? You're hiding so I can find you? Okay. Are you in the storage closet? No, you're not in the storage closet. Are you behind the mirror? No, not there. Under the desk? There's so much stuff in here, I might never find you. I can hear you, though. Did you know that? I can hear you breathing, big brother. You're trying to breathe quietly, but I can hear it. I have very sensitive ears. You sound scared. You're breathing fast and you sound scared. Are you scared of your little sister? Why? Why?
All I wanted to do was fucking play.
I don't like this game. If you don't come out, when I find you, I'm going to cut you. I'm going to cut you and cut you and cut you a lot until you cry. You'll cry fucking blood if you don't come out right now. Oh, there you are. Where were you hiding, silly? The room was locked. You couldn't have gotten out. You're a big silly for hiding. Now, I want to play with you. Do you want to play with me? Do you? If I were you, I would say yes, big brother. Say yes. You should say yes.
Fucking say you want to play with me.
Okay. That's better. Why are you crying? You're an awfully big boy to be crying like that. You're scared of me. Why? Why are you scared of your little sister? I love you. I love you so much. I just had to bring you to my house so that you could stay with me forever and we could play. You were being naughty in the alley with that, she was a whore, wasn't she? She was a nasty, filthy whore. And she had your thing in her mouth. And you were letting her do it. Oh my God, you were letting her put it in her mouth. What would Mommy say? I had to do something. Don't you see that I had to bring you back here so that you could learn your lesson? And you didn't want to come. So we had to use the shackles. It's really your own fault, Big Brother. If you'd just come with me, your hands and feet would not be shackled right now. But you didn't want to come with me. I showed you what happened to people who just won't listen. That whore wouldn't listen. She wouldn't listen, so I had to cut her. I had to cut her and cut her and cut her until she cried blood all over the alley. Don't you think she looked pretty in red? But now, since she's sleeping forever sleep, there's no one to tell on us. Yeah, I don't like it when people tattle on me. I don't want anyone to tell your friends where you are because they would try to take you away and I'd be alone again. I don't like being alone, Big Brother. It scares me. I was scared when I was alone. Really scared. Everyone fucking leaves. But you won't, will you? No. You're going to stay with me forever and play with me. You're going to have so much fun. Why are you crying again? Stop that crying or I'm going to give you something to cry for. Don't be a big crybaby. No more crying. Going to play now. It'll be fun. It will be fun. Do you understand? Do you understand me, Big Brother? Sit here. This chair has a special place to put your shackles. There. Now you won't go anywhere, you silly. I didn't like you hiding from me. There's too much stuff in this attic for hide and seek, and I don't like that game anyway. Do you know what I want to play? I want to play Big Girl Games. It's naughty, I know. But Mommy and Daddy aren't home, so we won't tell them. I want you to play with me like you were playing with that whore in the alleyway. Remember that? I watched her for a while before I made her sleep forever sleep, and you were kissing. Would you kiss me? On my lips like you were doing with the sleeping lady? You can do better than that, can't you? I want a real kiss. I want a real kiss. Why are you doing it that way? You're only going to make me upset. Stop crying. Stop crying. Stop fucking crying. I want a real naughty kiss from my big brother. I don't want to have all your tears in my mouth. So stop crying. Stop, stop, stop. Shh. It's just a kiss. Kiss me. Kiss your little sister on the mouth. Kiss me. That was really nice. Thank you, Big Brother. Now, what other naughty games could we play? You don't know? Well, what sort of games did you want to play with the lady in the alley? Huh? Wait, you want to play that nasty game with me? The one where you put your thing in my mouth? Well, we could try it if you wanted to. Oh, you don't want to do that. Okay, good. I didn't know if I would be able to do that and not bite it off. Oh, I scared you? Didn't I scare you? Oh, I scared you, didn't I, Big Brother? I scared you. I scared you. I scared you. I saw you jump. So we won't play that nasty game. What other naughty game can we play? Do you have any ideas? No, I'm not going to let you go. What kind of dumb game is that? If I take off the shackles, you'll leave, and I'll be alone again. I don't want to be alone. It scares me so bad.
Why would you even suggest that I let you go? It just upsets me. Why do you want to upset me? A good big brother wouldn't do that to his little sister that he loved. You do love me, don't you, big brother? Tell me that you love me. Tell me that you love me, please. Why won't you say it? I don't want to have to get the knife. Why are you making me get the fucking knife? I just wanted to play. You have to make things difficult. Now I'm going to slit your fucking throat if you don't say you love me. Is that enough incentive for you? Is it? Do you love me? Mwah. That's better. Now I want to play another big girl game. I want us to have sex. Isn't that what you wanted to do to the whore in the alley? Well, I made her gone, so you can't have sex with her. You can have sex with me instead. Here, stand up so I can unfasten your pants and pull out your thing. What? Why not? Why can't we have sex? Don't you love me? Because you said you loved me and you promised to play with me, and this is what I want to play! Now, why can't we? Oh, because your thing isn't hard. Well, get it hard. Sheesh! You're such a silly big brother. Make it hard. Don't yell at me! Don't fucking yell at me. Don't tell me you can't make it hard. Don't start crying again! Oh, I'm sorry I hit you. I shouldn't have hit you, big brother. It's not nice to hit. Don't be upset. Oh, your face is really red where I slapped you. Please don't be upset. Please don't be sad. I just want to play with you. Just want to play. I'll tell you a secret, okay? You want to hear my secret? I know how to get you hard. I just have to play with you in the right way. I just have to touch you here. Shh. Stop struggling. It won't work if you struggle. And you really want this to work. This better work. I want to put my naughty bits over your thing and have sex with you, and if you're not hard, I'm going to end up very fucking upset. So stop whimpering and whining and let me make you hard, big brother. My sexy big brother. I knew when I saw you that you would make the perfect big brother for me. So big and strong and handsome. Probably help if you thought about something that usually makes your thing hard. Maybe your alley whore. No? Okay. I guess not, since she's sleeping now. Maybe one of your other nasty girls. I know you probably have had sex with lots of whores and nasty girls, but this time you're going to have sex with someone who loves you. And someone who you love. And that makes it okay. It's okay to have sex if you love someone. It's okay. It's okay. It's working. It's working. Your thing is getting hard. You've got a big one. I haven't had such a big one in me before. Keep thinking about whatever you were thinking, okay? They got your thing hard, and I'm going to see if you fit. What happened? It's getting softer again. What did you do? Oh, you had an orgasm. Oh, okay. I guess we can't play that game anymore right now. All right, I'll put your thing back in your pants. There you go, big brother. All tucked away. Did you have fun? Did you?
Stop crying!
I know you had fun. You had an orgasm, and that means you liked it. You liked it. You liked fucking your new little sister, didn't you? You liked it. You liked it. You really, really liked it. I'll come back tomorrow and we'll play again, okay, big brother? Yeah. Maybe I'll get us another playmate tomorrow. You know what? I think we need a sister. Because family? Well, family is everything, isn't it?
Thank you.